Wendy Campbell, 455-3062. Good morning, everyone. We've had a number of questions recently about folks that have hypothyroidism and the fact that their doctors are telling them do not eat cruciferous vegetables. So here is Dr. Saran teaching us beautifully all around Juice Plus and the role of Juice Plus within that disease and also cruciferous vegetables themselves. So listen up. This was just a great answer. Thank you so much, Dr. Saran.
Hi, Wendy. This is Dr. John Saran, internal medicine for over 30 years. And I've treated a lot of thyroid patients, have a good understanding of thyroid. In fact, I take thyroid myself and Juice Plus, and it's no problem at all. My thyroid levels are fine. There's a couple of different things going on. Now, we're talking about hypothyroidism for the main part here, where patients are on a thyroid supplement. Now, we instruct the patients not to take it with food because high-fiber foods, sometimes calcium supplements, in fact, many different medications may actually block the absorption of thyroid. So it should be taken on an empty stomach 1 hour before, 2 hours after meals. And, in fact, the safest way to take it is just to take it at bedtime. So that gets around that interaction with food. And particularly concerning these cruciferous vegetables, things like broccoli and cabbage, some of these are known to have substances that have an anti-thyroid or thyroid-blocking effect. But again, we're dealing with quantity. I mean, you really would have to eat a truckload of it every day. And second of all, there's different genetics where some people may be predisposed to others. Again, I go back to the statement that the science with fruits and vegetables are so clear that we need them. In fact, some of these substances that may be have a mild anti-thyroid effect may be the very substances that block cancer. And we know the tremendous ability of broccoli and cabbage to some of our strongest cancer-fighting vegetables, and I would hate to omit those in my diet. So I tell my patients and myself, I eat all these greens. I eat my Juice Plus. I take my thyroid pill at night or an hour before or 2 to 3 hours after a meal. And remember, Juice Plus has just very small amounts in a variety of all of these. And there's theoretical benefit of the greens. We know, for example, greens and Juice Plus has scientific data published as being anti-inflammatory. The number one cause of hypothyroidism, other than a surgeon's knife, is Hashimoto's thyroiditis. This is an autoimmune disease of the thyroid. Again, and how do we fight autoimmune diseases? By a plant-based diet. So actually, a plant-based diet, and particularly the greens, may actually improve your autoimmune thyroiditis and keep the levels of thyroid in your blood more constant. The long and the short of this is similar to Coumadin. Yes, there are food interactions. Yes, there are medication interactions with these medications, Coumadin and thyroid. But if the doctor is doing his or her job, monitoring the levels, I mean, I monitor my thyroid levels often, and so we can adjust the dose depending on my diet. I would tell my doctor, I'm going to eat these fruits and vegetables. I'm going to take my Juice Plus for all the benefits we know about. And whether that be thyroid medicine or Coumadin, I want you, the doctor, to monitor my levels. And if it takes a slight adjustment in my thyroid dose, or a slight adjustment in my Coumadin dose, no problem, make it. That's a small, small price to pay for the big, big benefits of all of these greens. So when it comes down to it, I tell my patients and I myself, and I've been doing this for the last 15 years, taking Juice Plus, eating my greens, including broccoli and cabbage every single day, and taking my thyroid medicine either way before the meal or way after the meal. And honestly, the easiest thing to tell patients, look, if you're worried about it, take your thyroid medicine or your Coumadin medicine at bedtime on an empty stomach where there's no food involved for several hours, and that will minimize any food interaction at all. And yet you can continue to get all the benefits of those greens. And can tell your doctor, monitor your thyroid levels, monitor your Coumadin levels, the proton INRs in this case, and the doctor can adjust your thyroid medicine, adjust your Coumadin to meet that your excellent plant-based diet That's no problem. Do not deny yourself of the cancer-fighting benefits of things like broccoli and cabbage just for this minor issue. Thank you.